And usually in the fall, we are blown away from the time the sun comes up until sunset. And right now, oh, okay, it's going to answer me. Now we've got a very slight breeze and not a cloud in sight.
Wow.
So it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful day.
Well, that's amazing. So you've been at 70 to 80 degrees. Wow.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We had a beautiful sunny day here yesterday, but in my neck of the woods, I mean, the sun was out, but it was chilly. It was like 54. So it wasn't warm, but at least the sun was out. But I'm glad to know that both of you are doing well and having a nice day today. And unfortunately, we're right at the top of the hour, so we've got to put you right back on hold. And but I have nothing scheduled to run. The tip doesn't run until 11 o'clock. So we're just going to turn this hour right around, and then we can get started all over again.
Okay, then.
All righty.
So you guys hold on, and you've got, you've probably got about 5 minutes or so if there's anything that you need to do. And other than that, we will be back with the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. Dee and Willa from the High Desert in Arizona. We got lots to talk about, so stay with us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Pam and Rochelle are Chat with Women.
This life, you're becoming my mother. I know I am. I think I am your mother.
Listen to Chat with Women to be informed, motivated, inspired.
So you're saying that he's been married twice before this woman?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Take 1 hour out of your day to learn and grow and change your life.
I see you getting married in 3 years.
Oh, my God.
Every weekday morning at 8, Chat with Women on 1150 KTNW.
Hi. I'm Jan, and my co-hosts are
Carolyn
and Janie.
Have you ever wondered about your future, or even you? Well, wonder no more, because the psychic speaks to you every Sunday at noon. We will have lots of fun with you and our guests. Just tune in and give us a call. So join us on our new show, A Psychic Speaks at Noon, on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. They've got Internet access. The best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is a drizzly gray day here in the Pacific Northwest. We're hoping the sun will come out later, but we've got sunshine coming up from the high desert of Arizona. I just want to let you know that while we're on the air today, you can get a hold of us a few different ways. And I think that we will probably open up the phone lines in the third hour, in the next hour of this week's edition of Animal World, and entertain some of your phone calls for Dee and Willa and me. And because, you know, they're radio talk show hosts, well, former radio talk show hosts and behaviorists and trainers in their own right. And of course, they're doing all this great homesteading stuff that we're going to be talking about. And so if you have questions about pretty much about anything that has to do with animals, and if we run out of things to talk about, of course, you know, all those things I was going off on and animals in the news, I'm going to tell Dee and Will about it and let them go off on it, too. Anyway, we'll probably open the phone lines in the next hour. So jot down these phone numbers. And if there's something you'd like to know, just you can also call. And Gary will get into the phone when he can. If he doesn't answer the phone immediately, he'll put it on hold. And you know it's been answered because you'll hear the radio show playing in your ears. Just hold on until he can get a break and come into the other room and actually speak to you. Local number here is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And anytime during the show, you can email us to our live email address. It's real simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Then you can be in touch with Animal World anytime via Animal World website, which is actually www.marthanorwalk.com. And lots of great information for you there at marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events for all the current event stuff, shelters for all our shelter stuff. There are links to all of our advertisers flashing on the home page so that you can support Animal World by supporting our sponsors. And you can send me an email by clicking on the Contact Martha link, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. If you use that email address, I will not get it until I get home to my home office computer. If you want to send us an email on the air, make sure you send it to Animal World Live at hotmail.com. Then if you need to post, or if you would like me to post something in our current events section for your nonprofit animal-related organization, I'm happy to do that. Just send it to me via email so I can pass it on to my webmaster. And if you need to post something to Animal World via the U.S. mail service, the Animal World mailing address is 19916 Old Owen Road, and that is Monroe, Washington, 98272. If you need my help as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, because that's what I actually do to earn a living, I work with people over the phone or preferably in your home to help you understand your animal friends and solve problems. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so if you or anyone you know has problems with their animal friends, isn't sure what to do about it, you can always give me a call. I'll chat with you a bit for free. Sometimes I can help you for free very quickly over the phone. Otherwise, I'll tell you how I work and what's involved. And if I'm not the best one to help you with your issue with whatever's going on with your animal friend, I probably know who is. So I will pass you on. And speaking of contact information, in case you want to check it out, because we are just going to get back to our conversation with Dee and Willa in the high desert of Arizona, on the current events page on MarthaNorwalk.com, there is a little blurb about their homesteading consulting business. And the website, if you want to check it out while we're talking, is www.homesteadingconsultant.com, homesteadingconsultant.com. And you can email them at homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com. Now, of course, we'll find out if that information is still correct, but I'm assuming that it is. And so without further ado, let us get back to our guests from the high desert in Arizona. We've got Dee and Willa. Good morning again, ladies.
Good morning.
All right.
Hi, Martha. Listen, I before we go any further, I'm glad you mentioned the link to the website.
Yeah, is that still correct?
Well, you verbally said it correctly. My sister discovered a snag that we had overlooked. On your current events page, the link that is in there does not have an ING in the middle. So it says Homestead Consultant, and she said it dead end. I'm going to fix that this afternoon so that one will also work and end up on the same homepage.
I just need to get Rhonda at Inigo Dog to change that. And
yes.
If she's listening now, Rhonda, if you could change that on current events, it should be www.homesteading.com. I hadn't noticed that, and I've looked, so I apologize for that. And if
my sister is an editor and runs a publishing company, so she was the one that found it for us.
Well, that's good. And then the email address is homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com. Hopefully we've got that right. But if not, and Rhonda's listening, she'll change that. And Rhonda, if you are listening, would you shoot us an email and let me and Gary know that you heard this? Because otherwise I'll email you after, you know, I get back to my office. And at any rate, it is homesteadingconsultant.com and homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com. So,
yes.
All righty.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Now, the last time, I can't remember the last time we spoke with you guys, but we've been talking to you on and off throughout the summer, and when we first started talking to you, the first time we were just talking about all of Willa's great animal adventures and training and with the lions, tigers, and bears, oh my, and all of that good stuff. And then you guys got into serious trouble down there with the wildfires that happened in Arizona this summer.
Yeah.
And that's when we had to start a whole fundraising project to help you guys and all of your animals and all of the other people that were kind of stranded up there in the high desert, you know, with animals to take care of and with the fires coming and all of that sort of thing. And you guys ended up having to evacuate your property and move down into the valley, where you went down to an animal rescue place of friends of yours, I think, and hung out there for a while.
Yes.
And I think we updated the last time we spoke with you. We know that the fires eventually went away. The hot, dry, windy weather was replaced with rainy, windy, stormy weather, and then floods came, you know, mudslides and flooding and that sort of thing. And we got you through all of that, got you back up the mountain to the high desert. And so then, you know, you've just told us how beautiful the weather is today, but I know because you guys and I have been in communication all the time that you have had some harrowing experiences lately with the fall winter or fall weather. Isn't that correct?
Well, yes, we had a little minor windstorm that made us move the house.
Right. So yeah. Did you hear that, Gary? A minor windstorm that made them move the house? Oh, well, catch us up.
Well, it was a pretty harrowing night because it just felt like any minute the wind was going to flip. We're staying in the motorhome still that we evacuated down to Payson. And so we just kind of calmly prayed all night that it wasn't going to flip the darn thing over, which is not an exaggeration. Unfortunately, that happens to people up here quite on a regular basis. If you drive around the countryside, you will notice plenty of flipped over campers and twisted mobile homes.
Really?
Yeah. It's a pretty regular thing.
So what kind of wind velocity are we talking about?
Oh, we easily get sustained 40, 50 mile an hour winds with gusts up to 70 that last for days on end. So you on a day like this, you tend to forget about that kind of thing. But, and people come up and they go, wow, it's beautiful up here. Yeah, it is right this minute. But it's a hard climate to survive in. You have to know what you're doing and be able to cope and compensate for the environment. But if you can figure out how to live here, then it's, you know, it's a gorgeous place.
All right. Now, I have to interrupt because I have to tell you that I have the greatest webmaster on the planet. So,
okay.
And I have to tell you, anyone who's listening, if you need a website done for you, then you want my webmaster, Rhonda, at Indigo Dog, I-N-D-I-G-O, and I believe her website is indigodog.com. Not only is she the best webmaster on the planet, she responds real quickly, and she's really reasonably priced. So I have an email right here, and I have to ask you for some clarification here, Dee. Because Rhonda says, changed to homesteadingconsultants.com. I have yes. consultants, plural, is it homesteading consultants with an S? Or?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I've been working with GoDaddy, which is a challenge for me, but I'm working on it. So that whatever someone comes up with, hopefully it will get there by tomorrow, whether you add an S on it or put D in the front or ing in the middle or forget the ing. I hope that they will all point to the same website by tomorrow.
Ah, okay.
And then from that point, I'm going to try to, you know, get it more up to speed. It's still very basic, just a few paragraphs to kind of say who we are, and that's about it.
So if Rhonda has changed it to homesteadingconsultants.com, that's okay?
DS on it is technically not correct, but I will have that fixed by tomorrow, so that works also.
Okay.
Homesteading Consultants.
I'd like to interrupt.
Yes, Willa?
We really need to speak with Rhonda when this program's over. We need a web mistress.
Well, hey, did I tell you, Willa? I got the greatest one on the planet.
That's what we heard.
Hey, Rhonda, Dee and Willa need you. and I am absolutely serious. She really is the best. And I mean, this is Sunday morning, folks. All I did was mention it, and she's already taken care of it. And now I can't promise that she can do the same for you 24/7, but I mean, that's how quick. You don't wait forever, and you don't pay with an arm and a leg. She does the greatest quality work, but she also is very reasonably priced. So at any rate, Willa, you're saying you are serious about you want to hire Rhonda.
Oh, yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Cool. How
yeah,
fun
we
is
definitely
that?
Need to speak with her and see if we're going to be enough of an account for her to spend time with.
Well, I can't imagine that you wouldn't be. I mean, Rhonda's so wonderful that you could be a little teeny organization, you could be a huge one. But, I mean, yeah, and I'm sure she would be delighted to take care of you. But, you know, I can't speak for Rhonda. But I can't imagine that she wouldn't want to help you. So we will, you know how to get a hold of her. It's indigodog.com.
Yes.
Cool. Excellent. 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 And well, of course, she could email you at homesteadingconsultant@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Say, Martha, would you mind if we insert the morning farm report somewhere here along the way?
Well, you certainly may. And would you like to do that right now?
Well, unless you just have lots more questions about the weather, we could go there.
Well, I guess all we have to do is finish up on the weather is that you already have had serious high weather. Oh, wait a minute. Gary's interrupting. To get in, let's see, Rhonda, just tell Dee and Willa to get in touch, and I will help them out. So that's from Rhonda.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Cool.
That's great.
Cool. Hey, Rhonda? Since we know you're listening and you're in contact here, why don't you email us again with what would you like me to give out on the air? I've said indigodog.com. Is that, would you like us to give out a phone number or anything else or an email address for you? As long as we're talking about you, we might as well tell everybody all their options and how to get a hold of you. So just email me back on whatever contact information you would like me to give out on the air here. That would be great. So isn't live radio fun? I just love it. So let's see. We were talking about the weather and what you've just been through, the high winds and rain and all that kind of stuff, and you had to move your home, which is the mobile home you've been living in. But the end of that story is that the winds calmed down long enough for you to be able to move it. You were able to manifest a couple of big guys to come and help you. which is amazing. And so all of that has been taken care of, and are you okay in the new location?
We are okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. So you guys are good. Mobile's been moved.
Now, here's the deal. I mean, the reason that we're still, sorry if I was a little out there for a minute. There is a white bird, this bright, bright white bird that's doing circles and diving up in the air currents right over my head over the meadow. And I have no idea what it is. It's maybe about the size of a raven, but it's pure white, and I've never seen anything like it.
Wow. Wow.
And it's just surfing up there. It doesn't look like a hawk, but maybe it's some kind of hawk. Anyway, it's really gorgeous, but it was just distracting me for a minute. We're wandering around outside while talking to you.
Well, not exactly wandering, actually. I'm getting ready for a pellet delivery, 120, 50-pound bags of horse pellets.
Oh, my.
Alfalfa pellets. And I'm in process of opening the tack room so I can saddle a horse that we've been working with and getting him ready to begin to look for a new home.
Wow. Well, so it sounds like it's perfect timing for a farm report.
Well, this is our day off, Martha. We've been we do these farm reports typically over grabbing a cup of coffee maybe 2 or 3 hours into the morning, because we launch out the door maybe about 5:30 or 6 in opposite directions.
That would be in the a.m.
Oh, yes. Yeah, a.m. As soon as there's the crack of dawn, our new dog, Minnie, is certain to be sure that she hops back and forth and makes sure that we both come get out of bed and that it's time to get up and get going.
Uh-huh.
We inherited Minnie. Her daddy passed away. He was 80-something, and he was a beekeeper. He was a strong mountain man from eastern Arkansas, Oklahoma, and he was always up and out the door, and so that's what she expects. And everyone else appreciates it because they're standing out there waiting for us to bring breakfast. So, you know, we do the typical farm thing and launch out the door. So anyway, we come back for the morning farm report, and I guess my morning farm report is, let's see, the chickens are still not laying eggs yet. I think they're still in shock from the storm and from the dramatic weather, you know, extremes from 20 degrees to 80 degrees. They're not sure what to think about it.
That would definitely shock one's system, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so I haven't been getting eggs this week. We'll need to get a better chicken house built that is warmer and probably has a light in it before it gets consistently cold. So they're just hanging out. The goat was off on her milk this morning because, we switched feed a little bit. They don't like these big alfalfa pellets. They prefer the little tiny ones, and we're out of little tiny ones, so they're kind of on strike. And I also milked her early.
Oh, my goodness. I thought goats ate anything. You have picky eater goats?
This seems to be a misnomer or something. They're very picky, actually. They like weeds, but only certain kinds of weeds, and they're very particular about which pellets they get and which grain they get. So, yeah, I guess they're spoiled. And I milked her somewhat early because of the show, so she just really didn't have that much milk this morning. But otherwise, I think everybody has got the basic things done. Everyone's fed and watered, and the kennel's cleaned up, and the doggies are out getting their sun baths for the morning. So I guess that's my side of it. And we told the guys not to come today. We've been very just really, really busy with building and getting fencing up since we've got this gorgeous weather before what we know will be coming. And up here, you never know when that is. It could be tomorrow, or it could be another 6 weeks off. So we're scrambling to do all of our fall preparations and get some building done here. That's why we're still hanging out in the motorhome. We're on our way to putting up some kind of a cabin before it actually turns cold. So
I was going to ask you about that, because I know that your intentions are you wanted to actually build a physical dwelling of some kind.
Yeah.
And you guys intend to build this yourself?
Well, you know what? I think since Willa is basically the farm manager here and certainly the construction boss, I'm going to let her take over this part, and I'm going to go finish sweeping out the trailer before the seed delivery gets here.
Okay. So, Willa, are you actually planning to build a physical dwelling yourself?
Well, since I couldn't seem to manifest an adequate amount of cash for skilled labor, and finding individuals up here to show up on a regular basis, consistently and sober, can be a challenge. the answer is yes.
I heard that consistently and sober, huh? Okay.
Oh, you have no idea.
Yeah, I guess you don't want drunk farmhands pounding nails in your house. I guess, huh? Oh,
but no, preferably not. Preferably not. It's an interesting. We live in an interesting area. There is everything from displaced individuals due to economy or health issues that bottomed them out financially and pushed them into a higher altitude, cleaner air climate and less expensive income area to live in, to individuals that have been here generationally for four, five, six generations, inclusive of reservations. We're surrounded by Native American reservations. And the other side of that is there are an awful lot of military veterans up here that are incapable of surviving, let alone functioning consistently in the cities. And I have to say that our military personnel do not get, the majority of them do not get the kind of support that they require when they've come out of live fire areas. Mm-hmm. When individuals come out of war zones, they have a lot of emotional conditioning to do, to be able to cope, let alone function and be productive in society the way it's designed in this country and in this world. So people tend to gravitate back to the land where things are real and they have a handle on response. If one walks out to the corral and is rough with a horse, the horse isn't going to respond. They're going to run away from them.
Yeah.
But if they walk out to the corral with an open hand and just want to put a hand on the horse and scratch their withers, then they're going to receive love back. And there are definitive responses. So this is one of the main reasons that people tend to gravitate to areas like the one that we live in. And the banging you hear in the background are the halflinger cults moving their big aluminum tub feeder around.
Oh, I want a halflinger cult update. And for anyone that didn't hear that, the last show I think we did, you rescued these two kids from somewhere, didn't you?
We went down to my friend's rescue with five horses. We came back with seven. She would have preferred we come back with nine.
Oh, that's right. When you evacuated from the fire zone down to the rescue, you came back with more animals. And two of them were these halflinger colts. Will you tell everybody again? Because they are draft horses of some kind?
They're actually draft ponies. They look like miniature Belgians, and they're about the size of, they're about 12 hands, and a hand is 4 inches. So they won't get any larger than 13 to 13 and a half hands.
Wow, that's actually not that, that's pretty small.
I mean, but they're like little tanks. They're bulked out. They're very heavy boned. They're very quiet, very docile.
And didn't you say they're like Palomino color?
Yes.
And I remember what really caught my heart when you described them before was you called them the golden retrievers of horses.
Absolutely.
Woohoo!
Absolutely.
Gosh, I just... I love that energy. And so they are, how old are they now?
They're now about 18 months, 19 months. Well, they're 3 months apart. So one is 18 and the other one is just coming 20 months.
And I know that you rescued them when you, but are they, it sounds like they're stable temperamentally and healthy physically and all of that?
Oh, yeah, they are. In fact, the banging you hear is Geronimo pulling his, knocking on his steel tub saying, I'd like more, please. You're by the hay, and we'd like some more.
So you named them Geronimo and...
Cochise.
Oh, what great names. And
actually, they came with those names.
Okay, Geronimo and Cochise.
This is just an interesting little spiritual note because they came with those names, which was kind of the linchpin that we went, okay, I guess we have to take them, even though, of course, Will is jumping up and down saying, oh, yeah, halflingers, wow. But since my mother's father was a half Chiricahua Apache, those are my ancestors. And we figured they've come back to help us out here, and it's just really wonderful. We really love their energy and love having them around. And just to be totally strange, I think I mentioned to you one other time that one day Willa was saying, you know, that dog, that little dog, Little Bits, she just doesn't seem like a dog. She's something else. And I watched a little bit, and I went, oh, my gosh, I think it's my mother. So we've decided that Little Bit and Chauncey are actually my mom and dad when they were young, roustabout teenagers, and that they just wanted to come hang out and have fun with our project and everything we're doing up here. So we've got family all around.
Oh, how funny. Well, now, I'm just fascinated by these halflinger cults. And, Will, I think you have big plans for them. Because as we move into more of the, you know, the homesteading and all that kind of thing, these guys are not just going to hang out and be cute golden retrievers in horse suits. These guys are going to go to work for you, aren't they?
Well, all of our animals work in one way or another. And these halflingers will be pulling a wagon. So we have our crash and burn cart. There used to be a gentleman called Tom Thomas, and he was an older gentleman from Georgia who built these outrageous carts out of automobile parts, automobile frames.
Uh-huh.
And they all had... they'd have car seats on them, but they all were heavy steel, and they'd have automobile brakes. So they were perfect for training any kind of a horse, any size, to pull.
Uh-huh.
And he actually built the chariots for the Ben-Hur movie. And he lived in Levine in Phoenix, and so we have one of the last Tom Thomas crash and burn wagons, and it's just a sight to see. In fact, I'm in process of redoing it. It's part of an old Ford, a 1954 Ford frame, and it has 15-inch automotive tires on it. Oh, my gosh, I just looked. Actually, the back are 16-inch, six-lug automotive tires with large brakes. And the little brake reservoir is up front with a pedal and two seats. And it's actually a full cut-under, so it has full range of turning. And it has a short tongue welded on it that can be changed so that it can be converted. There's a long tongue that goes on it, and it can even be used for a six-up.
Well, so that's going to be your kind of like your cart, and for people should know that horses, even though you know you see, and especially the draft models and so forth, you know you see like the Budweiser horses and all of that, and them attached to their big wagons and marching around and prancing around and pulling these things all over the place. Horses don't pop out of the womb knowing how to pull carts and stuff. They actually have to be taught how to pull. Isn't that correct?
Not only do they have to be taught how to pull, but instinctively they're going to run because they hit the ground with fright and flight instincts. In other words, if something's behind them or chasing them, they will flee. So that's the flight, and it's caused from fright. So one has to desensitize the horses to let them know that they're not being chased by a predator, that this is something that they are controlling and are part of the team, that the driver is giving the horse signals as to what to do, and the horse is pulling the weight that is behind them.
Well, I thought you had a phenomenally clever plan as to how to teach your halflinger boys how to pull. Can you share with everybody the plan you've got?
Well, the halflingers are pretty laid back. So what there are several ways to approach this. But one of the ways
like the monkey see, monkey do thing that we're going to do.
Yeah, but the easiest way is to take a horse that has been pulling, is quiet and comfortable with it, and has had experience, and hitch them with a young horse that has only been ground driven with long lines. And that way they're comforted. They are more in control of their emotions because the lead horse next to them is giving them the calm attitude. In other words, they're picking up, the young horse is picking up from the experienced horse how to be calm, that it's all right. And so my friend in Payson that has the train team is going to bring me, actually, I'm going to go get one of her older halflingers that is already trained and bring her one of my young ones that is not yet trained. And we're both going to drive mixed teams.
You know, how is that? I just think that's a fabulous way to do that. So you've got a friend that has a team of trained halflingers. So you're going to take one of her team, and you're going to give her one of your uneducated boys. And that way,
right,
at your place, her educated guy is going to teach your, you know, one of your young ones how to pull. And then at her place, her other educated guy is going to teach your other young one how to pull. And so they'll both be able to learn by monkey see, monkey do. I just think
right,
that's a fabulous way to go.
However, what comes before that?
Okay.
Is the ground driving, and what that is teaching a horse to carry the harness. The horse will be harnessed, have the bridle and snaffle bit, and long lines. So it's like a long set of reins, like driving. They're driving lines, and one walks alongside of the horse, teaching them how to stop and to turn left, turn right, and walk forward, and to back. So all of that is taught on the ground with a person walking opposite their hindquarters.
I see. Now, so when you're teaching that your young ones to do that, obviously you would work with one at a time. Is this something that like you could do, just one person could teach? Or would you like need D, and would it take two of you to teach a horse how to ground drive?
Usually one person will be in front of the horse to lead the horse for the first couple of rounds around the round pen.
Yeah.
And that's about all it takes in terms of two people. However, we do have one horse that's a little slow, and it is still taking him a little time to figure it out.
And this is this one of the halflingers?
Oh, no.
This is another horse.
This is poor old Blue Eyes.
I see. Okay.
He's not the sharpest star in the sky, but he's definitely one of the sweetest. And he was rescued. I don't know if we told you the story on him. He was rescued laying under a rail in the snow for a couple of days while the owner was out on a hunting trip, guiding a hunting trip. And when he came back, he found the horse still laying in the snow. Now, it amazes me that he was still alive. But we actually had his grandmother, who had narcolepsy. And
narcolepsy, isn't that where you just fall asleep?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, my.
So whenever we were using her or using her on a movie set, we couldn't let her stand still because she just kind of dozed off. And, well, you really didn't want her to fall down. So you kind of had to keep moving her around. And every now and then when she was standing at the rail, as she was tied standing at the rail, you'd always make sure she had enough slack so that if she fell asleep, she wouldn't hang herself when she laid down. So she was an amazing horse, though. She was used as a therapy horse, and anyone could ride her. We did cross-country rides on her and pack trips and barrel race. She taught all the kids to barrel race. And and I used to team pin on her, but she was just amazing. I think every special needs camp in the state of Arizona had requested Tilly at one time or another.
Oh, how neat.
So we have her grandson, and when he was brought to us, we were told he was pretty badly stifled, and no one thought that he would make it. They thought, well, he'll have to be put down. But
now, is he the one that was under the rail in the snow?
Yep. And he's 6 years old now, and he's big and white and bright blue eyes, and he's strong and sweet and lovable, and I just started working him under saddle. So we'll be looking for a special home for him, for someone that young person light, or an older person that's very small and light and just wants to do arena work or just trail ride.
Well, that's so wonderful, because these animals that you rescue, and because you rescue all kinds, I mean, chickens and goats and dogs and horses, and they either become a member of your family and part of the working team on your land, or you teach them and rehabilitate them and then rehome them, find them a good forever home somewhere, huh?
Absolutely. And that's our goal with these guys. We don't go looking for animals to rescue. Believe me, we absolutely do not. However, they seem to find us. And
I've always said, you know, I had one of those invisible shingles outside my house from the time I was a kid. Any wayfaring lost or animal needing help, stop here. Sounds like you've got that same shingle outside of your place.
Yeah, we've just recently changed it to another family member's, who we say, don't stop here, go down the road. And give them pretty specific directions how to get there.
That would be human family members, right?
Yes.
We'll take the animals, just not the humans. Oh, yeah. Man.
I think they've built to date something like 6 chicken houses, and the majority of their chickens are roosters.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And I don't mean little houses. We're talking cabins for their. They have plants and perches and little gardens for them.
But they're
all cute, right? They're cute roosters. It's that kind with that look like they stuck their beak in a light socket and their hair stands up on the top of their head. You know.
Oh yeah, I like those. Well, there's some pretty neat looking chickens and different breeds of chickens and stuff.
Could I jump in here for a second with just one more addition to the Morning Farm Report?
Yeah.
I don't know if we can do anything about this, but Willis should know about it. The trailer that we're getting ready for that feed delivery has a really rotten board on one side, on the bottom, that with all this rainy season evidently has just given way. But I just wanted her to know that that's in bad shape on that site.
Yep, I see it, but the pallet will sit right on top of it.
So I guess we're good. The construction boss says we're okay, huh?
Yeah, we have pallets that'll go in the feed trailer, and then the bags will sit on top of the pallets.
So this is part of bringing in the winter feed supply.
Yes.
Well, so what do you think the chances are of you building an actual physical house, you know, cabin, before winter sets in?
Well, kind of 50-50.
Well, we'll have to send good thoughts and prayers your direction.
Absolutely.
That all the ducks that need to come together and be in order do, so you can get that done.
Yeah, right now we're finishing up a workshop, so that we have a workshop that will hold all the tools and have some room to work no matter what the weather is. And that was one of the main prerequisites to building anything else, is to finish the workshop, have a concrete floor in it, and have it sealed up good, and have light and a wood stove so that we can pretty much do whatever we need to do.
You know, on a farm or a ranch, you're always building, fixing, or fencing something. And so the access to the tools and having tools kept in good shape is pretty critical. And, you know, we've been kind of camping here for a long time, and all the tools in boxes all stacked on top of each other, someplace where they would be out of the weather and out of the dust. And so this workshop is a really exciting evolution.
Well, yeah, and that brings me to a point, because the reason you've kind of been, like you said, camping there is that you really had thought that you probably would leave that property and for something else to do what you wanted to do. But I think that you have, in the course of this summer into fall, you have decided that this is your home and you are going to stay and do the homesteading there on this property. Is that correct?
I'll let Willa respond to that, but I just wanted to make one comment about it, which is that if for people that are thinking about going out on the land or back to the land or getting some kind of a place, I would advise, you know, if you're going to get a raw piece of land, first of all, get some kind of consultant that knows what you're looking at, to be sure that you get something that's actually livable and survivable. And from there, once you decide on and you land on a piece of somewhere, I would suggest living in something temporary for at least a couple of years, so that you get a feel for which direction does the wind come, where does the sun come up, which direction does the water run, where should we plant the trees, where should the house be. A lot of people run out here and immediately plop the house on the very top of the highest ridge, and then they go, oh my gosh, this wind is going to blow us off the mountain. They should have built into the side of the mountain, not on top of it. You know, so if you want to live with nature, walk into it gently and get a feel for where you are, so that you can become a part of it instead of simply trying to dominate over the top of it. So with that said, Willa made a really great choice when she picked this piece of property as far as all the physical dynamics of it. But there's always some things that you just don't count on or you don't see up front. But she also was, I think, guided and led here by circumstance, and the way that she came about this piece of property, I think, was very guided. But once we landed here, we felt like the land really didn't embrace us. It didn't let us put down roots, literally. We couldn't get posts in the ground. We couldn't get trees to grow. It just seemed to not want us here for 5 or 6 or 7 years. And now it feels like that has really turned around. We're starting to feel like this really is home, and the land is becoming gentler. It seems to welcome us, and we're feeling much more like we actually belong here with the land, and that we have a relationship with it.
Well, and isn't that nice that you have the wherewithal, the knowledge, and the heart to handle it that way? And that you actually are in physical and emotional contact with your land rather than just forcing the situation.
Oh, absolutely. Forcing things doesn't work. That's, if one looks at the state of the world and the wars and the governments, that's a product of force. But if one is willing to pay attention to where they're walking and how they're walking, they can have a much gentler and much more comfortable walk.
How nice. Well, I think with that, we're going to take a time here to take care of our advertisers and sponsors before we run out of time in this hour. And then I've got to get in a quick current events before we continue. But before we go to our official advertisers and sponsors, I did get a response here from my incredible webmaster, Rhonda at Indigo Dog. And her email says, thank you so much for the lovely things you've been saying. I have the greatest clients in the world, and you are my first one. She's talking about me, Martha. So I think you set the bar for everyone else. She's grinning, she says. If anyone wants to get in touch with me, they can just visit my website, www.indigodog, and email me through the website. I can also be reached, she says, at, here's a phone number, 425-327-7341. That's 425-327-7341. But, she says, I am just on the edge of cell service, so email is more reliable. As always, they're enjoying the show, she says. So, thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda at Indigo Dog, if you're looking for the best webmaster on the planet. All right. Let's see. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, without them, there's no us. So please listen and support our sponsors. And then we'll be back with a quick current events. And then we've got the rest of the show with Dee and Willa from the high desert in Arizona. We'll be getting to talking more about homesteading and becoming self-sufficient and all that good stuff. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online soul spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit robinalexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk 1150 covers it all.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, well, I think all the chickens and the roosters and all of that, Gary, were very appropriate for this moment here on Animal World, and because we were talking about that kind of stuff. Now, before we run out of time, we do need to take care of business, and... although, Dee and Will, I'm going to tell you, the first question I'm going to ask you is because of a caller has called in with wanting to know details about Mr. Thomas. So we'll be back on that one. But, Gary, before I space it, let's do current events. Okie doke. The entertainment department. Well, some's entertainment, some is not. I suppose pit bulls don't think this is entertaining, but for a limited time, free spay and neuter for pit bulls in the Tacoma area under the ResponsiBull program at Coalition Humane. Go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events, because you must apply for this via the internet, and the information is there. It's also a listing to get in touch with Dee and Willa about the homesteadingconsultant.com business and how to email them. Meow Cat Rescue, their 2012 meow calendars are now available. You can purchase them at the shelter for $10 or order by phone. You'll have to add $2 for shipping if you don't go in and pick them up. Sips for Snips on October 23rd from 1 to 5 is a wine tasting event supporting Meow's Spay and Neuter Fund at Northwest Cellars in Kirkland. And Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar Bake Sale and Open House will be Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th. You're running out of time to see the greatest safety invention for animals of the century, and that would be Breeze Guards by Mutt Managers, the great wire inserts that go in the windows of your car. Sue will be at the Redmond Farmers Market on Saturdays through next Saturday. That will be the last Saturday. She will not be there for the last Saturday of the market on the last weekend of October. She's going to a trade show, I think. So next Saturday is the last Saturday you can see the Breeze Guards at the Redmond Saturday Market. But you can go to MarthaNorwalk.com on the homepage, click on the link that says Breeze Guards when it flashes at you, and that will take you to her website. Let's see, the 14th annual Black Cat Ball benefiting Perfect Pals in Arlington is October 22nd, so that's next weekend at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. You better check it out, call them to see if they've still got room for you. Let's see, new item, Humane Society's Neuter and Spay Day for Cats is November 1st. Free neuters and low-fee spays at only $15 for low-income cat owners. Microchipping and FVRCP vaccines also available for $5. Appointments are required, so call or visit them online. Let's see if there's anything. The Northwest Dream Center. God, boy, fabulous programs up there. Bobcat's presentation is this coming Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. You've got to pre-register. And a new one, they've added Grizzlies, the Wildness and Spirit of Yellowstone at 7 p.m. on Thursday, November 3rd. You need to call them for reservations for all of these events. The $5 for members, $7 if you're not a member, 425-316-8592. Check out all the rest of the listings on MarthaNorwalk.com. And then I'll tell you next week, It is the fourth Sunday of a five-Sunday month, and you regulars will know that means it's a Kim Sunday. Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive will be in the house to take your phone calls. She can, she's the best medium I know and can help you communicate with your animal or human loved ones on the other side. She's also great at communicating with your animal, your current animal friends on this side, then for general psychic questions and that sort of stuff. She just is very practical, down to earth, and extremely accurate. And there's also, we may have a surprise guest in the studio. I just don't have a confirmation, so I'm not going to tell you. But very likely we'll have a surprise guest, and you regulars will recognize who it is. And I'm looking forward to that. So I hope you'll join us next week. Well, and wouldn't you look at that? I've talked my way through the rest.